Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I've been sharing about what God's been saying, going through John Bevere's book, Beta Satan. And needless to say, a lot of things have just been really just, not only have I been reading, but man, they have been just coming alive.
Oh, I know.
In my life. And John Bevere just has, he goes through a couple encounters that truth offends. And he talks about the people that were closest to Jesus. And he talks about, if you're not familiar with the life of Joseph, who we talked about, who was had a lot of travesties and difficulties in his life when he did nothing wrong, but Joseph was never offended. And he talks about Mary and Martha, whose brother was Lazarus, who was sick, and they told Jesus about it, and he ended up dying. But Jesus didn't respond the way that Mary and Martha did, and they didn't become offended. And it turns out that Jesus actually raised Lazarus from the dead. He talks about John the Baptist, and if you're not familiar, John the Baptist was the one who came and prepared the way, who was Jesus' cousin, and prophesied, and John the Baptist got arrested, and he was in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never noticed this before, but Jesus actually never went to visit John in jail.
Mm. No.
And it's amazing how quickly John the Baptist could have gotten offended, but he never did. And you think about the people that did get offended were the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And what God really made known to me, and I started to ask myself this question, and God really asked me this question, is, are those offensible moments in our life a good thing? And you kind of have to ask yourself, because those moments when pride is going to come upon you and a spirit of offense is going to come on you, they're going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, Beta Satan, this is what John Bevere writes. He said, Jesus showed that offenses will actually purge those who are not truly planted by his Father. Some people may join churches or ministry teams, but have not been sent by God or are not of God. The offense that comes when truth is preached reveals their true motives and causes them to uproot themselves. And I was just like, oh my goodness, thinking about that, and how much I've been reading in this book.
Can you say that again?
Jesus showed that offenses will actually purge those who are not truly planted by his Father. Some people may join churches or ministry teams, but have not been sent by God or are not of God.
Mm-hmm.
The offense that comes when truth is preached reveals their true motives and causes them to uproot themselves. And even reading that again, I think about it was Paul that says, we can tell that they're not of us because they went from us. They did not stay with us. They left. And I think about those moments of truth because it's going to reveal what's in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the fact of, the moments of truth that were shared in my life, because John Bevere says the fact that it's those closest to us where we can become the most offensive, or
offended.
We can become offended because they're the ones closest to us.
Mm-hmm.
They know us the most intimately. And I've been praying and reading through this book, and I'm like, God, reveal the pride in my life. Reveal the pride in my life. And I'll tell you, when you ask that prayer, God's going to come in right on time, and he's going to make it known.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because I have been truly humbled in my own life and revealed. I mean, I have felt a spirit of offense very recently, and it's very humbling because I ask myself, God, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
And God's like, son, that's been there all along. And I can't help but think about the things that it's like having a cut. And you thought it got healed, but you just covered it up.
Mm-hmm.
However small it might be, but when you ask God to heal it, we're going to revisit it. And we're going to revisit that so we can get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a spirit of offense is always rooted in pride. And what God's been revealing to me is that when you get offended, God's just showing it to you. But you're going to find out real quick what your motives are. Because like the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were religious people, it divided them from the truth. But you think about the people who were revealed who Jesus was, like Peter. You think about the times when we can get offended in our lives. We need relationship. We need family. We need brothers and sisters in the Lord who are going to speak truth to us, even when we get offended, and be like, what's up? Mm-hmm. Because I think about how God is revealing this to me and making this book not just a book, but it is alive in my life. And I think about 2 years ago, I was able to have the ability to do lawn care. And one of the young ladies that I was helping with, she had a lot of weeds in her garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it, but there was one day when I started picking little weeds. And the next week I came back and there was twice as many.
Mm.
So then I was like, all right. So I took my time and I followed it all the way down to the root. And I followed it and I followed it and I followed it. And I was very gentle and removing all the dirt. And I was finding all the little heads of weeds along the way.
Mm.
After about 20 minutes, I found a root that was literally probably about 3 feet long.
Mm.
And about every 9 to 10 inches, there was a little bulb, but the stem was just continuing to go until I found the root. And that root itself was probably a good 4 inches. But the whole thing was a good 3 feet long.
Mm.
And I have focused so many times in my life, focusing on those little weeds in my life. God, why am I still fighting with this? But it's that root of pride. And if you ask God to reveal those roots, those spirit, those moments of being offended are going to come, but it's going to reveal to you what's in your own heart. And I just thank God, because God has made known to me that those moments of being offended are a good thing, because he's revealing your heart to you. But the thing is, though, when he does, repent and just say, God, thank you for revealing this to me, and thank you for the family in my life that is speaking to me. Because I can't do this without the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And it really helps too, because when God gives you the word of wisdom, when God gives you that word of truth to speak truth in someone else's life, some people might leave. Some people might stay. But we can't follow them. We can only follow the Lord.
That's so good.
That's right.
That's so good, because it's powerful. Wherever you see offense, that's the whole thing. Wherever you see offense, you see pride.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole thing about being offended is, what?
Who do you think you are?
Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah.
You telling me what? Instead of listening to, they disassociate the truth from delivery, or, you know, it's like, forget the delivery. Is it truth? Let's just boil it down here. Is this truth?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? But pride wells itself up and says, even a humble person, even if it's wrong, at least will say, well, God, I mean,
yeah.
Let me at least pray about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't see this thing, but let me at least pray about it.
Right.
And what happens is that, I mean, that's such a, I never saw that before about John the Baptist. It was a really interesting point because,
neither.
Here, John the Baptist is like major sacrifice. Here, I'm locust. You know what I'm saying? I got this fur coat out here in the summertime. You know, I'm doing the whole thing here. I'm bringing repentance, you know? And, I'm locked up here.
Yeah.
I'm locked up here for the gospel. You know, I've been holding it down here to you. I was paving the way. You didn't come see me. But see, John understood that it wasn't about him. You know, John the Baptist understood that it is all about fact. He knew, because he said it himself. He said, I must decrease so that he might increase.
Right.
And John knew that, hey, my time and day is over. Right. I have fulfilled my purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be careful about that. You know, we need to just be aware of that, because offense will separate, divide, pluck us out, and it truly reveals the motives of our heart. It's very telling. But Proverbs 1:4 says, "For giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young." Right. Well, let's back up. Verse 3. Let's go to verse 1. It said, Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Proverbs, for attaining wisdom and discipline, for understanding words of insight. Proverbs is for acquiring a disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get understanding. Think about that. Get understanding, get wisdom, get understanding. Listen, you can't learn, you can't grow, you can't get understanding if at the first instance you're offended by something, it shuts you down. That's what often, I mean, it truly is the bait of Satan.
And it will blind you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally.
There's nothing like an offense to shut everything down in your mind. It just shuts you down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you're no longer able to receive. You're not all, and I believe this is where there's a great amount of people in that are separated, that are divided, that don't have true relationship, don't have true friends, don't have family. And it's easier to have acquaintances and surface relationships because every single time that issue comes up in their life.
Yep.
I mean, think about it. You have how many children that are being raised without fathers in their home right now? A tremendous amount. And there's only so much one parent can do. Rest assured, there are some issues that are going to escape that have not been addressed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There are some issues that have not been addressed. And at a certain point in your life, they need to be addressed. I mean, they'll come up at the workplace. That's why people go from jobs. It's always the boss's fault. I mean, it's always the supervisor's fault. It's always the boss's fault. You know, so job to job, place to place, relationship to relationship.
Mm-hmm. Church to church.
Church to church. And it's
spouse
like,
to spouse.
Mm, goes on and on.
Over and over.
Wow.
And at some point, you know, it was a singer to say, you got to look at the man in the mirror. Mm-hmm. You got to look at the person in the mirror and say, maybe, possibly, they could be right about some of it, any of it. You know, what percentage is right?
Yeah.
And at a certain point, as you're walking with God, you want to take a personal responsibility and say, you know what? I mean, I'm no longer going to allow the enemy, and that's what it is. It's the enemy, the devil, to come and separate and divide me from those that God wants me to have in my life. That's the whole tool of the enemy. If you understand it's a strategy, we talked about that we couldn't be ignorant about the enemy's schemes and devices. A scheme is a systematic plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a strategy. And we can't be ignorant of that. We have to be aware that the enemy comes in to divide. The devil, his very name means one who comes in to divide.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to come in and divide and conquer. And one of the ways he does that is by using this trap, using this tool to pull you apart from the very ones that God has called you to be close to.
Mm-hmm.
Children are offended. Parents are offended. You know, the church family is offended. Goes on and on and on and on and on. You can decide today to say, you know what? I refuse to be offended. In fact, Proverbs says, "Is the glory? It's to your glory to overlook an offense."
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.